Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Are you registered to vote in the state of Georgia, ma'am? Can you share your opinion?
No. No, I'm not registered to vote.
But you can still share your opinion, ma'am. It doesn't matter. And just for statistical purpose only, ma'am. Can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just the year?
1997.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with the most? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, or Latina, Native American, Asia Pacific Islander, or
Hispanic.
Mixed race? Hispanic,
Hispanic.
Latino. Thank you, ma'am. And you say you were born in 1977, right?
1997.
Oh, 97. I'm sorry, ma'am. My apologies. Now, moving right along, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances? And let's say for the sake of argument that you will be able to vote. Will you, in the election for president, for Congress, and other offices, will you vote, certainly, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote? Let's say you will be able to vote. You will not vote at all? Okay. Even if you have the opportunity? Okay. Thank you. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? One issue that bothers you the most? The economy, the violence. Yes, ma'am?
The raising prices on everything.
So can I write that as the inflation and the cost of living? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now moving right along. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one? You did not vote, right?
No, I haven't. I've never
okay.
voted.
And thinking again about this November election, let's say for the sake of argument that you are able to vote, and if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? If you were able to choose one, what would be the one? The Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump? I'm sorry?
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of how you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100? And 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Let's say you were able to vote. What are the chances that you will vote for Joe Biden from 0 to 100? What number?
0.
And Donald Trump, what number?
Like an 80.
80? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let me just a moment. Okay. Again, I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, in thinking about the election this November, if you were able to vote and the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
The Republican.
The Republican. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Who do you trust more?
Donald Trump.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more? And can you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements? Now, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Same question, same options. Agree, disagree, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs that contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
Somewhat agree.
Okay? And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree strongly somewhat, disagree strongly somewhat, or neither?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Can you please tell me for each whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly agree with that. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Same question, same options.
Strongly agree.
Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom that live in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Same question, same options.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree, disagree strongly, somewhat, or neither?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree or disagree?
Okay.
Agree? Okay.
Agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Okay. Now, I'm going to read it real quick. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Will that make you to support Joe Biden much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I don't like him.
Understood. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same questions, same options. No difference?
No difference.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, and most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. If he puts this program to work, will that make you to support him much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay, and a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, and a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you to support him much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Support him more.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, a program that grants work permits for undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same question, same options. Much more, somewhat less, so it makes no difference when it comes to your support for him.
More.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, and a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more, somewhat less, or makes no difference?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps and near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Will that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Same question, same options. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promise about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Same option, same question.
Not concerned.
Not at all concerned, a little or somewhat?
Not at all.
Okay, and Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Will that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you, ma'am. So we can finish this up. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden say we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump say we must shut down the border and conduct a massive race to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden's, but...
Somewhat or much more? Somewhat closer? Somewhat closer to your own view? Is that correct? Or much more?
For which one?
For the statement, which approach comes closer to your own view? You say Joe Biden, but Joe Biden approach somewhat closer or much closer? How should I record your answer?
So much closer.
So much closer. Thank you, ma'am. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If you were able to vote, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? If you have to pick one, which one would you pick?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Just a friend, just a family member, just an acquaintance, just a co-worker, yes, but I prefer not to specify, or no?
Yes, but I prefer not to specify.
Thank you, ma'am. And again, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites? Do you use Fox News channel or website, Instagram, OAN, or Newsmax, Facebook, the application WhatsApp, the Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, TikTok, Univision or Telemundo? Do you use any of them to get your news?
Yes, I use Facebook and YouTube.
Okay. Any other or just those two?
Just those two.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose only so we can finish. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
Mexico.
Which one?
Mexico.
Oh, Mexico. Mexico. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born in the U.S., but my parents are from Mexico.
Thank you. And that was the next question. So both parents are born in another country, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, or Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
Spanish and English equally.
equally. Okay, thank you, ma'am. That's great. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
How do you consider anything?
Anything, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? Who do you feel closer to?
Republican.
Yeah, Republican. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? How do you consider yourself when it comes to political terms?
Conservative.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? A high school graduate, vocational technical school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree, four-year college, graduate school, or advanced degree, or first to 11th grade?
High school graduate.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your religion, if any?
I'm a Catholic.
Thank you, ma'am. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name? Just your first name?
Yeah, Meredith.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Meredith.
Can you spell that for me?
M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H.
D-T-H. Thank you, ma'am. Meredith. Okay. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. We can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Will that be a yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much again for sharing your time, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. This concludes the survey.
Bye.
Thank you.